Housing affordability are two words probably on the lips of most people right now. People talking about how can we make houses more affordable for Australian property purchasers. Joining me now to talk about this, Greg Dickerson from CoreLogic. Greg, what sort of products are coming out now that that deal with affordability, and what can we do about this?
Kevin, I think there's quite a few coming out, especially in the fintech space, and fintech stands for financial technology. There's a lot of startups around the country and from the US that are coming in that are looking at new ways in which they can use financial products that make houses more affordable for us. Some of those are looking at things like, when you're downsizing, do you need to sell your whole house, or can you sell parts of it and rent it back and allow your new starters or first home buyers to buy a portion of your house, for example? Others are looking at, as a first home buyer, are there new ways in which I can get into the market? Do I need to buy a unit or a house or portions of a house, or, you know, there's a lot of different technologies coming out there, especially ones that are also looking at credit, how they can actually look at your credit and novel ways in which they can score you as a borrower.
Could you give me some examples of some of these sites, some we can have a look at?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the sites from the US looks at your academic record, Kevin, and from the back of your academic record, they will lend to you. So this is before you've even got a credit history. That enables people coming out of university, for example, to get credit early and potentially to buy into the housing market very early.
So, Greg, what's the name of the website?
So, Kevin, it's called SoFi, which stands for Social Finance. That's SOFI.com. And it's really interesting because they have started to really understand their market, which is students or people who have just graduated, and they have lent to them and worked out that they're much lower credit risks than you'd otherwise think. And so they've started with personal loans, but they've moved into mortgages. You can expect them to come to Australia soon. They have got and launched a lot of capital to do that.
And this, I imagine, will be a great boost for first-time buyers, particularly students.
Absolutely. So if you think about it, you may be a hard-working student who's achieved very well, but you're still very much starting out in life. So for somebody like SoFi to come along and say, hey, work with us, we'll lend you money because we trust that your work ethic is going to mean you're going to be successful in life, that's a great start.
Yeah, well, watch out for it. It's called SoFi, SOFI.com. Just while I've got you there too, Greg, I've quite often heard about the number of bedrooms that are available around Australia or vacant. Is that an opportunity for us to maybe take up some of this accommodation, make it a little bit more affordable?
I think there it is, Kevin, and I think that's where the sharing economy with things like Airbnb but other newer technology platforms are going to make a real difference. There are 27 million bedrooms in Australia. So considering there's 24 million Australians, that means there's 3 more million bedrooms than there are Australians in our country.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that some people share a bedroom. That really opens up. Do we have a supply problem, or do we just have an allocation problem?
Yeah. I did see a recent survey, and we mentioned it in the show too. TripAdvisor survey showed that 67% of travellers plan to stay in a vacation rental in 2016. And this is largely on the back of things like Airbnb. So, yeah, it certainly is a growing industry, isn't it?
It is. And if you look further than that, there are 7 million garages. And if we ever get to the point where cars are self-driving and they don't need to park at home, they just go out and earn you money when you're not using them, what are we going to do with our 7 million garages?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I also had a talk to someone else out of the States who was telling me that now it's quite common for them also to lease out driveways, accommodation places for cars. So we're seeing a lot more of this happen, this community sharing and this opportunity to earn a bit of extra income as well, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty exciting. And I think it may be some of the ways we answer our first home buyer supply problems in our country.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg Dickerson from CoreLogic, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Kevin.